views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on organizational culture and leadership, helping you understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. Today, I'm really excited to have a guest with us, Lisa Sasso, who is the author of a really inspirational book called Motivation Now, targeted toward leaders. So let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. Lisa is an executive coach, and she empowers aspiring leaders and executives in the medical device and life science fields to achieve personal and professional goals, maintain work-life balance, and ultimately reach their greatest potential. As an entrepreneur, Lisa experienced the challenges of working on novel medical devices. She demonstrated her leadership skills as co-founder of Rady Medical Systems, Inc., a high-tech medical device company specializing in innovative cardiology products. During her six-year tenure as president and CEO, she grew the company from inception to revenues of $28 million with profitability. Lisa was recognized and ranked 28 out of 100 women-led businesses in Massachusetts in 2004. Lisa is an inspiring motivational speaker who has delighted audiences, including entrepreneurs, business leaders, professionals, working mothers, people in transition, and students. Lisa earned a BBA in marketing and a BA in economics from the University of Massachusetts and an MBA from Bentley University, graduating with high distinction. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thank you. What a nice warm welcome.
All your accomplishments. Yeah, so thanks for being on the show. I'm glad you're here.
Pleased to be here.
Oh, great. So we've had a couple of conversations, and I'm really looking forward to talking about your book and your background and being able to share that with our listeners. So I know your book is Motivation Now, Inspirational Messages to Keep You Motivated All Year. One thing I always like to ask authors is what inspired you to write this book?
Well, initially after my son had his open heart surgery when he was 3.5 years old, I wrote updates in a blog type form to family and friends to keep them abreast of the situation. And then I decided to turn that into a monthly motivational message. And I continued doing that for several years. And given the positive feedback that I received, I felt that sharing these messages to a wider audience via a book was a great next step. I had many people asking me if I'd ever make this a book, and I finally listened to them and I did it.
That's great. So we're all better for that, right?
Absolutely.
Listen, you listened and you put one together. That's great. And as we heard in your bio, I mean, you have a really impressive professional background, you know, such a successful leader. And I know you coach leaders now. So you've really looked at leadership from both sides, right? And so
correct.
How is that? Yeah. So in terms of your background and history, how did that really influence what you put in the book?
Interesting. With my background, as you heard, I have two undergraduate degrees, one in marketing and one in economics. And then I completed my MBA at Bentley and graduated with high distinction. And it was subsequent to all of this that I became a certified coach, and through CTI, the Coach Training Institute, and the International Coach Federation. So I became a coach after starting actually Rady Medical. And it wasn't until after I left Rady that I became a coach and took with me all the foresight that I had in had got from my education. But let me just let you know, as an entrepreneur for many years, I started at the age of 10 with my first paper route, and then I took it to 17 clients, and from 17 clients to 87 clients, and that resulted in 10 new babysitting jobs and a catering job. Then I went into working full-time at Filene's in the early 90s and Bard in the late 90s. And at night, I had my own Tupperware unit, and I was an executive manager. And from there, I went on to be president, CEO of Rady Medical Systems, and took the company from zero to $28 million with profitability. And then in 2004, I was ranked the number 28 woman-run business in Massachusetts. So today, I'm president of Medical Development Partners, which is where I run my coaching and executive motivational speaking business. But I want to make sure I answered your question.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Right. Which is really, yeah, it's interesting because you've been a leader, right? As you described, a leader from a young age, right?
Yes.
Starting with paper route on up to running such a successful company. And now you coach leaders. You know, how have you stayed motivated? You know, I would imagine that having been a leader for such a long time, there are things that you've found work, you know, that have helped you stay motivated.
Yeah, I stayed motivated by reading a lot of different books, mm-hmm. by making sure that I have a mentor or a coach that inspires me, because I mm-hmm. believe everybody needs somebody to keep that person engaged and motivated. So, you know, and I am a lifelong learner, so I try to go on different webinars, and whether it's working on your website or working on different things, I'm always trying to, National Sales Association, National Speaking Association is one of my affiliates, one of my groups that I'm in. And tomorrow I'll spend from 7 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon in training. And I do that once a month to be the best speaker that I can be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I believe it's all part of, you know, getting to be the best at what you want to be. And especially when you're dealing with leaders, you want to show that you're learning and you're bringing things to the table that can help them.
Absolutely. It reminds me of Stephen Covey's The Seven Habits.
The Seven
book.
Habits of Highly Effective People. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sharpening your saw, right?
Absolutely. Got to keep that saw sharp.
Right. It sounds like you do a lot of that.
I try to.
Yeah. And I'm sure encourage your clients as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely to do that. So it sounds like a lot of your motivation has come from learning and wanting to expand and develop different parts of yourself, right, professionally. And we know, of course, motivation is different for everybody, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And to that end, what have been some of the really the key messages in the book? Because, when you and I talked before this, it sounded like, you know, you had really designed the book in a specific way with some key messages in mind.
Sure. There are several key messages in this book, such as staying connected to what's important is a key strategy for achieving your goals. And another one is using goal setting early in the year to set yourself up for success. I really believe January is all about planning and setting your goals. And if you do it right, it'll lead you off for a great year. And a third one is determining what you want to do and then putting a plan to achieve it. Many people say that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and they're going to do the next thing, but they don't physically write a plan, have a plan, go back to that plan, execute on that plan, and really celebrate that plan as you've achieved it. So, mm-hmm. and then finally, knowing your values and living them every day. I am a major values person. Mm-hmm. So one of the early exercises I do with all my coaching clients is on having them understand their values and understand how they're living their values. And I can help them to improve their quality of life just by understanding their values and working towards them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, values are huge, right? We have values, but sometimes we're not even aware of them, right? We're not even in touch with them.
Absolutely.
And then if they're not honored, right, we don't have a place to express them. It causes so much, I think, demotivation.
It really does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one thing you said that, you know, you mentioned one of the messages in the book is determining what you want to do and putting a plan in place to achieve it. And like you said, making sure you're actually writing it down, right? Not just saying it, right? And there's something you added at the end that I find in my work is often overlooked, which is the celebration.
Oh, yeah. Very few people do that. But first of all, if you want the number of people that achieve their goals in a year is only 9%. And the reason it's a startling 9% is more than 50% of people don't even write them down. So that's 50% that's lost from day one. Mm-hmm. And then of those that actually write it down, people that go back and celebrate each month or each quarter for making certain goals, then you get down to another group of people. And these are the people that you like to work with, that are eager, that are excited, that make my job as an executive coach a pleasure.
Right. Right. Exactly. So celebration is incredibly important. Yes. I think celebration kind of changes our brain chemistry too, doesn't it? Right? It just inspires us. It gives us more energy. It changes everything.
Yeah. It's kind of like going out to the gym. You're exercising your mind. Sometimes we'll do things like visualizations and other techniques to really get into your mind so that you can sleep better, work more efficiently, get along better with your partner or spouse or employees. There's all kinds of tips and techniques, but using motivation as a framework is a great one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So on that note, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. And when we come back, we're going to dive into a really interesting story about how Lisa met Marshall Goldsmith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Lisa Sasso. She is an executive coach, leadership coach, and the author of a new book called Motivation Now. And Lisa, we've been having a good time talking about just the key messages in the book, right? And how important it is to celebrate our successes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you shared with me that you had a really fun, interesting story about meeting Marshall Goldsmith, who I know, leadership guru, right? Who I know endorsed your book. So how did you meet him?
Funny story. Back in September of 2004, I was at the Guild meeting in Los Angeles, California. And of course, he was one of the presenters and I was just an attendee. But I was so impressed with his presentation and I felt that he was actually talking directly to me. That's the way he captures you. And we had the fortune to talk after his presentation, and an instant friendship was formed. The two of us had talked. He actually, somebody that I knew at Medtronic was his old roommate. And it was just, you know, when you're playing the who's who game, mm-hmm. a lot of funny stories come out. But you know, we started sending each other Christmas cards and email messages. And, you know, whenever I needed him, if I needed to, he would take my call, which is so generous of him because mm-hmm. he's such a master. And he told me if I ever wrote a book, he would endorse it. And mm-hmm. true to his word, he's mm-hmm. on the back cover of my book with an endorsement. It says, Lisa Sasso, Motivation Now is a wonderful and uplifting book that you will love to read for the inspiring messages and the engaging tools. Mm. And that's just, you know, from somebody that's the number one influencer thinker, leadership thinker, and number one executive coach in the world, mm-hmm. according to Thinkers 50. He's just the New York Times best-selling author of Triggers, Mojo, and What Got You There Won't Get You Here. Mm-hmm. He's somebody mm-hmm. that I respect and admire. And some of the things that he's doing right now are very, very motivational to me. And the way that he's teaching and coaching people around the world and getting other people to coach and teach people around the world. And he's offering his services to do this big expanded coaching thing free is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really, really is. Yeah, I love his books as well. And he's really made, you know, he's someone who's certainly made a mark on the world. And that's great. Wonderful story that you got to meet him and form a friendship. I was curious, is there any, in your conversations with him or email exchanges, is there something that stood out that you've learned from him?
Sure. I've learned out that you have to keep a report card on yourself, and you got to look at it every day, and you have to ask yourself the same questions every single day to see if you're doing it and how you're doing against your report card. Because he pays somebody to ask him his questions each day. And it's because he really believes. And if you want to get better, you have to make the effort to be the best that you can be. And you have to help have somebody hold you accountable, because it's easy for us not to hold ourselves accountable.
Absolutely. So do you have a report card?
I do.
You do. That's great.
I have a report card. I don't have somebody that asks me my report card, but I do keep track of it on a regular basis. And I definitely learned that from him. And I'm a better person for it. I feel like I can get more done, accomplish more things because I'm clear and because my ideas are out on paper. That's like when I said about goals, to write them down. If you want to be in the 9% of people that actually meet their goals each year, you want to write them down and be accountable to them. Because when you see them, it's so much more engaging to say, oh yeah, I have to do this. Or, it helps you make your day-to-day decisions when you really know your goals and when you're living your values.
Definitely. So goals and values, right, so far. Two things that have really come up in our conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. Goals and values. And I think, to have that kind of report card on yourself, so to speak, right? Where it's discipline, right? I'm doing, these are the things I'm focusing on. I'm holding myself accountable. It's actually a really great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And I think that when you're looking at values, people might only look at the value, like, what do I value? Meaning 1 to 10. But what they don't look at is how they are honoring that value. And that's a whole different spin on looking at the value, because you could value something an 8, but the way you're honoring it could be a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're really not honoring your values, what are you honoring? Who are you honoring? And how do you expect to get better?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things an executive coach can do, is help people to really honor their values.
Yeah, it reminds me of years ago when I'm also a coach, and years ago I was coaching a client, and she had made some commitment to start exercising. And she told me this story in a session. She said, yeah, I went to the gym, but then I got there and realized I was standing in the gym holding a cup of coffee and that I actually wasn't clearly really committed to working out, holding a cup of coffee. It was a really funny story the way she told it, but it was a great, she got it, right? It was a great example of, I said I'm going to the gym, but you can't really work out holding a cup of coffee.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah. So she told on herself. But yeah, true, right? We can talk
about
it.
Well, it's better than walking in with an ice cream sundae or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
You could say it was really early in the morning and she had to wake up and she needed her coffee. I'm not somebody that drinks coffee, so that would never be me, but.
She told it as though, I realized the irony of this. I'm standing here and I'm not actually prepared to work out or exercise in any way. Yeah. So your book is organized, right? There's something inspirational, motivational for each month of the year, right?
Correct.
January through December. And so what are some of your favorite months in the book? What stands out for you as you reflect and look back on it?
Well, I definitely like January, and I'm a big fan of January because there's great content in there. And but people can get that free on my website by going to www.meddevcoach.com or lisasasso.com. And they can download my first chapter. So I would definitely recommend that, because that goes through goals, that goes through SMART goals, that goes through resolutions. It goes through a lot of getting yourself ready to start the year off.
Oh, great.
But in addition to that, I'd have to say my favorite month is probably November, because it's all about thanks and gratitude, praise, giving back, being appreciative. So it's a really, heavy on the thanks. And that's something so important in business and something that most of us forget. And I also share my son's open heart surgery in November, because each year it's an anniversary. And it's always a time that my family is thankful to the staff and to the doctors at Boston Children's Hospital. And so that's my favorite chapter is November.
It's November. Yeah, I can understand why. And you may just made an interesting comment about that. Even thanking people is important in business, and which I agree with. And what do you see happening today? Is there enough thanking going on? Is there less than usual? What has been your take on that?
I think that people miss the small stuff, and it's the small stuff that really matter. Mm-hmm. I think that taking the time to say thank you, taking the time to write a thank you if somebody sent something to you or did something for you. Like sometimes we'll just send a quick email and then call it a day and say, well, at least I thanked him. That's true. But how appreciative are people when I'll give you an example. Last week, somebody bought 25 of my books off of me to share with their team. And, we met, we had lunch, I said, thank you. I came home and I wrote her a thank you on my email. And then I stopped and I took a piece of letterhead and jotted down in my own handwriting a personal thank you and put it in the card and sent it off. And it's stuff like that people don't do anymore. And she said when she got that in the mail, she said she was smiling. So
that's a great story, right? Now it's interesting how you started the email and stopped, right? You caught yourself in a way.
Well, no, I still sent the email off. So that.
Oh, I
off.
See what you're saying. So, okay, you
so
did
she
both.
Got the immediate gratification that I was thankful that day, and then that night I mailed it. So she 2 days later got the same gratification that I was appreciative. And it's just, like I said, it's a nice thing to do. And I don't see that I have nephews and nieces and stuff like that. And you don't see that as much from this younger generation. I make my son do it. And he sometimes, but I try to keep it fun. And you can use technology to thank people in useful ways. So what he does is we take a picture of, say, a holiday gift, like a Christmas gift that he got from my brother. And then we send it with a text message saying, thank you very much for the gift. And it's him holding the gift. We took a picture and we then put a message to it. But what it shows is it's just that thought of, wow, they appreciated that gift.
Absolutely.
And kids are all about technology right now. So why not let them do something? Don't make it arduous, like you have to sit there and write a thank you and to a 10-year-old who doesn't want to write anymore. and you keep it fun. But I really think that the whole thing about giving thanks is huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge and so incredibly important. And so speaking of keeping things fun, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about fun and motivation and some of the issues leaders today are facing. We're on Cultural Brilliance Radio. This is Claudette Rowley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley. And if you're just joining us, my guest today is Lisa Sasso, who's an executive leadership coach and the author of Motivation Now. And Lisa, we have just been talking about the importance of thanking people and caring and how that actually dovetails into motivation. What's your take on that?
I feel that leaders have forgot how to care. It's a sad reality. But I love the Theodore Roosevelt quote, that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I learned that years and years ago when I was an executive manager at Tupperware. Mm-hmm. And I created a culture then when I was at Tupperware, and then I created the culture of caring at Rady Medical Systems when I had my own company that I took from zero to 28 million. It's all about caring. It's all about, you know, I'm confident that this culture influenced our success, without a doubt. We celebrated birthdays and anniversaries of all employees, and we also had big end-of-the-year galas to appreciate the achievements and the efforts of both the inside and the outside sales team. So I think that when you can show an employee that you care, you care about them, you care about their family, you care about their spouse and their kids, and you ask about those people, and you don't ask it just for the sake of asking it. You ask it because it means something. Mm-hmm. I think that I was able to create a culture of caring. And I definitely think that led to our success. That was our hidden advantage, was our culture.
Secret weapon, right?
Yeah, because whenever I went on the road with the sales rep, which I went to 46 states in a period of 5 years, and I was traveling with them, we would take their spouse out to eat with us so that they would get to know me, I'd get to know them and get to know more about the family. But it was also, you know, a way to bond with this individual. Because if you cared enough about me that you also engaged my spouse, you know, that was just huge. And it was just, it's just the way I did it. And it, it worked out really well. Now, sometimes we were traveling to places outside of their geographic, they're still in their territory, but not by their homes. And we would just go out, and I would make sure that I asked about their spouse, their kids, their activities, their things, because I feel that by Beth knowing each sales rep to the nth degree, you know, the better I knew them, the better they knew me, the better we'd work together, and the more successful the company would be.
Absolutely. Some great examples in there. And it's reminding me of some of the, you know, the neuroscience research and other things like Brené Brown's work that have come out. You know, it's all about we're wired for connection. Like we are biologically wired to connect with each other. And, you know, I was thinking about that as you were talking, like, wow, I mean, what you were sharing is such a great example of just honoring that we're wired to connect. So you wanted to know about people on a personal level, right? So you could connect
with them. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that when we know people like that, right, we build trust more easily. We can resolve issues more easily, right? We actually have a relationship.
It goes into the category of know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. And when you care about people from the inside out, you can know, like, and trust them. You share with them. They share with you. And it's like a bond. I do that now with my discovery sessions with my coaching clients. I start everybody out with the discovery session, and it's 3 hours long, and we go through a series of both some assessments, but mostly questions and deep-rooted questions that ask them information. And by the end of the 3 hours, I feel like I know them as well as they know them. Mm. But it's mm-hmm. because I really know about their family, their partners, their kids, their past work experience, you know, what keeps them up at night. I know all of these things about them, and I'm able to help them better because I set the stage from the beginning.
Yeah. And it sounds like creating that trusting bond right in that initial session.
Oh, absolutely. From the beginning. Then they know, I tell them, don't worry about paying anything for coaching. Have your discovery session. And then you tell me how much you'd like to be coached. So, I mean, there is a fee for a discovery session, but they don't have to sign up for like, oh, I'm going to be a coaching client for 6 months or 12 months or 3 months. They don't have to sign up for anything. Just do that one thing, the discovery session. And then you tell me if there's value. I'm not going to tell you, you know. Mm-hmm. So, which is a great thing because after that, I've had a few people after that say, wow, this was amazing. I know what I'm going to do. I think I can do it on my own. But the majority of the people say, this was great. This is good, you knowing this much about me. And I look forward to the next chapter in being coached by you. And that's far, far more the case that I get. And it's very fulfilling work.
I bet it really is. Yeah. Yeah. And so,
well, you know, you're a coach.
yeah, exactly. So the, leaders forgetting how to care. And I know you shared that great Theodore Roosevelt quote. You know, what are some of the other issues you see leaders, motivational issues you see leaders facing? I mean, things that are making it hard for them to stay motivated. You know what I mean? An external force, something like that.
Yeah. I think that sometimes people, first of all, they have to be themselves. And if they can and they're able to, if they can be a people person, it makes things a lot easier. Sometimes it's hard to talk to people that are so inward that they're not, you don't have to be the most outgoing person, but you want to be a people person and somebody that can relate and talk to other people. And you want to be accessible to all your employees. I know sometimes leaders have their corner office and nobody goes down there. And I just think that whole philosophy is wrong. And, you know, when I was at Ratty, my office was in the center of the building. So I could see people coming from both sides and both the marketing team and the inside customer sales and customer service team. If they saw, you know, they could approach me, and I was very approachable, where a lot of people just, you know, shut their door and leave me alone. If my door was open and somebody had an issue or something that they needed to share, they were allowed to come in and share that. And if it was something that we needed to schedule a time to talk about, but if not, I would do it right then, because there's nothing better than nipping things in the bud from the beginning.
Definitely, definitely. I like that. It's interesting about your office placement too. It sounds like you're very intentional in a lot of the things that you did at Ratty Systems.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of placing your office, certain, you know, and going out with, you know, with the sales team and having the dinners with the with spouses and partners, and really getting to know people that way. Yeah, yeah. So is there? I think, you know, because a lot of what I focus on is culture, and a lot of the guests I interview, like you, are either working with leaders or engaged in culture work. What else did you do to create this culture of caring at Ratty Systems? What are one or two other things? This is, you know, tips that you could share with listeners who are wanting to do the same thing.
Sure. I can say that I stayed very close to our customers, and I listened to the voice of the customer. And by that, I mean that I took an interest in my customers just like I did my employees. So I would send out birthday cards. They always got a Thanksgiving card saying thank you. I didn't wait to send a Christmas card. I sent a Thanksgiving card each year as a way to give thanks. But really, staying close to my customers was key to our success, because they then went out and they were speaking on our products. And these people were not looking for this big financial gain from it. They were doing it because they believed in the product, they believed in the company, and they believed in Lisa Sasso. And they were, you know, speaking about our technology, the pressure wire and the analyzer. And it was truly unique in improving patient care. And it was, you know, just a phenomenal way to be in relationship with your customer, because I wanted to stay close to the customer, because they knew us as well as we knew us. And
got it. So it was a really win-win, right? Kind of symbiotic relationship for both
Absolutely.
Of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Then that's just a wonderful story, because we don't hear too much of that. Or we hear it, but not as much as we'd like to hear it, right? In organizations. Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some suggestions Lisa has for leaders in 2018. So this is Cultural Brilliance Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with you.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley, here with my guest, Lisa Sasso, the author of Motivation Now. So, Lisa, we have been talking about motivation and caring and culture and how important these all of these things are in successful companies, right, and in successful relationships with employees, right, and with staff. And one of the things that I know we wanted to touch on today was your suggestions for leaders in 2018. What would you suggest?
Okay. Great question. I think that leaders these days are dealing with more and more challenges, and they need to really do things that set them apart from other leaders. The basics have to be done. They have to live and project the company mission and make sure everybody knows it and everybody goes along with it and everybody's on board with it. They have to really live and feel the vision of the company, which is different than the mission. Mm-hmm. And finally, they need to understand the company's core values, because when you're talking to your employees, you want to bring out the core values of the company, whether it be teamwork, honesty, integrity, whatever those words are. You want to make sure that they're using those same words and everybody's speaking the same language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So important, that alignment, right? That language and communication alignment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Then they have to have an effective and achievable business plan. Because too often, goals are made at the boardroom and people sign up for things that they can't deliver. Then they're setting up a sales force for not success, but for insuccess. So what I suggested is make sure that what you sign up for, your business plan, is doable. Because you want to make it so that your sales reps can meet plan and so that they can do very well. I didn't care how much I paid them, as long as they were doing what they were the right thing to do and dealing with people with integrity and honesty, and that they were presenting the products in the right ways. And you need to be able to do those types of incentives, because people work hard when they realize that there's something to gain. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing is that people make decisions mm-hmm. in three ways, And I see this all the time, and I'll talk about this. They make decisions with their brain, their gut, and their heart. And I believe after you hear this interview, you can tell which way, which what I believe in.
Right.
I believe in following your heart, because if you do, you'll always get to where you want to be. You know, you want to be close to your sales force and close to your customers to achieve and be essential to your success. But when you're really listening to your heart, you're doing the right things every day. You're doing the right things for your family, for yourself, for your employees or employers. It's just, it's a unique feeling. And you can tell there's times that you might want to go with your gut, and there's times that your brain is telling you to do the same thing. But sometimes there's a comfort feeling, and the brain says, you know, oh, well, we did it this way last time, we'll do it again this way. But if you always did what you always do, you always get what you always got.
Exactly.
So in other words, in other words, there's no change if you just do what your brain says over and over again and don't listen to your heart.
Absolutely right, because the heart can take us in interesting places, or it could say take a risk, right? So the heart's not necessarily about staying safe, as you were saying, you know, as you mentioned. It can be trust this person and hire them, even though your head might be saying, what? Why would you do that, right? But your heart might say, no, there's something about this that's right. Or your gut might say it, right? There's something here. I think I should do this, even though it doesn't look quite right on paper.
There are times that I'd say you have to go with your gut, but I'd say for the majority of times, you can't go wrong if you do listen to your heart. Because your heart is, I mean, that's going to help you to sleep well at night if you make good decisions that you're proud of. If you don't listen to your heart and you do too many things by your gut, those are the people that have trouble sleeping at night. And I feel for them.
Like you're incredibly heart-centered leader.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's definitely, you know, led you in a lot of great places, it sounds like, throughout your career, including writing this book.
I'm very proud of it. I always said that I'd someday write a book. I thought I was going to write a book on my 6-year tenure at Ratty and growing the business from zero to 28 million in 5 years. But this book called to me sooner, and it's because I believe everybody needs motivation. Knowing just how to sell and how to build a company, it's an incredible story about building the company, but this seemed more relevant to get out and to get my feet wet with writing and doing a book, and I've learned so much in the last 12 months that I put this together. So.
And what did you learn?
I learned you want to get a good editor. You want to, you know, write at a certain time every day where you feel moved to. And I used a lot of my blogs and articles as part of my writing, but I still had to go in and edit all of them and get it all in alignment. And I just, how to promote it, how to do advertisements for it, there's a never-ending list of what it takes to market a book. But I think that I've got my hands and a good handle on it now.
Yeah, it sounds like it's similar to the way you approach business, right? With the plan, right? And with it, taking a lot of action, executing, and listening to your heart.
Absolutely.
Time has flown by, right? And we're going to be wrapping up here. Any final messages? You know, just a thought or two that you'd love to leave leaders with.
I think that, you know, anyone can read a book, but what's important is what they take out of your book. So I talked about core values. Strengths is another important one. Goals is another thing, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And this, my book was written to be a timeless book of 12 months so that each year it could be revisited. And when people are reading it, at the end of each chapter, there's a section for reflection. Mm-hmm. And if they could write their thoughts or motivational ideas or what they got from it in the back of those chapters, it's very telling. And people that I've had do this have told me how special this was and how this made the book even better. And so I just think that, you know, there's a lot of books out there on motivation, but if you want something on motivation that's going to put you in the driver's seat so that you can, you know, truly capture things that you've learned, then this is the right book for you.
Great. Thank you. So well said, right? It's inspiration. It's a roadmap. It's an opportunity to reflect, right? It's mm-hmm. a lot of things. It's a complete package, right? And it's very much about, I think I had mentioned to you when I read it, you know, staying connected to what's important is in fact a key strategy for achieving your goals, right? That kind of what I like to call alignment, really, really is critical. It's critical. So Lisa, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. And for sharing such great information with all the listeners. I think we all really benefited. And I'd like to thank all of you listeners for tuning in to Cultural Brilliance Radio. As always, we had a great time. Please join me the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at claudetterowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture.